question.
Why is it so hard for people to have positive experiences with dating?
You know, if I'm being completely transparent here,
you're meeting this person for the very first time. Now you're stuck through like what, a three-course, you know, meal. And
the goal in life is marriage, to where and where marriage has become the idol. And let me tell you,
come on, speak on it.
Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres.
And welcome to this week's episode of Question Christianity, where we put the question mark in Christianity. Just so you know, everyone who sits here are all believers in Christ, but we have questions too. Today, I have my cohorts. To my left is Crazy K.
Hello, everyone.
And across from me, Miss Fifi.
Hello, everyone. Happy to be here.
And the militant one, Miss Ricks. How are we doing today?
We are great, sir, and ready.
And so, and I'm your host, Jay, so we're going to take you guys on this journey, and it's going to be an interesting one. We're going to be talking about Christianity and dating. Yes, you heard me say that, Christianity and dating. Some people think that they're mutually exclusive. I happen to disagree. Dating is dating. It's human nature. So, but I'm married, so I'm a little out of the dating game, but we do have some single ladies here who are more than willing to talk about the dating scene, you know, what's good about it, what's bad about it. You know, I've heard some horror stories, so I can talk to you about some of the guys that that I've spoken to, and women too, who talk about dating. So so we'll start with the youngest, Crazy K. We'll start with her. And so what do you when was the last time you went on a date, Kate?
So I have never dated at all.
Really?
No experience.
Are you kidding me?
Okay. Yeah, no official dates. I've done online dating of, like, I have had Bumble and Hinge. That's it.
Bumble and Hinge, what is
that? Yes, they're both online dating apps.
Okay.
Bumble, I like it because the woman has to reach out first. But there's also, it's evolved from just that. Like, you can do, like, one party has to reach out first. Usually it's the woman that has to do it. But they also have, like, a friends version, too. But in terms of dating, that's the woman has to do it first. Then on Hinge, it's pretty much a free-for-all. But there's little features where they have standouts. You get about 10 individuals. You, for the free version, that you can choose one to give a rose to. And that's, like, your standout if they meet all your criteria or whatever. But no, I have not gone on any official date.
Like, no one has ever taken you out to, like, dinner or coffee or,
nope.
Hey, Kayla, would you like to go over me? I want to get to know you.
None.
Not a single person.
No. There might have been a few in the past, maybe, like, in college. But it wasn't ever, like, so straightforward. Because for me, I don't know if it was because I was oblivious or I just didn't like, wasn't interested. So, like, I wasn't that aware. So, yeah.
Ooh. Okay.
Missing out.
Ricks, what do you think about that?
I don't think it's that odd. I mean, without putting all of Kay's information and data out there, like, as far as her official age and, you know, date of birth and social security number, Kay is young, okay? And I don't think, whereas it may not be the majority of people's story, I don't think it's odd.
Mm-hmm.
Because me personally, I don't mind saying that, you know, I've seen 4 decades on this earth. And to be completely honest, I didn't have my first kiss until I was 25 years old and didn't really seriously date until mm-hmm. then. So I don't think it's really odd.
When you're serious about it, I feel like that's where the pool gets smaller because you're not playing around.
Well, I would say my experience was similar to Crazy K. So, in high school, college, I didn't date at all. So, but again, because I was just devout Christian and So I didn't feel like I was missing out on anything, because some people feel like you do. But I can tell you now that I am older and I have been out there dating, it's just, you know, my advice is enjoy your time. Enjoy mm-hmm. just being single and free, because, you know, hey, it's a whole different ball game out there.
So, okay, so I'm dating myself, but way back, they used to, this is pre-internet, so we're looking into late 90s. The social media version of what's happening now, the telephone was still numerous, the home telephone was still numerous in households. So phone companies would set up these, I don't remember what they used to call them, but they'd be like these group chats that you literally call in and you just start talking based on your age, mm-hmm. right? So clearly, yes, I know I'm dating myself. It was post-rotary phone, in case you're wondering.
Okay.
But it was, that was the thing to do. You had teenagers, you had adults, you got in, you talked, and then you...
Was it like a program, or is this like...
Like a party line? Is
that what kind of, yeah. You would just call the number. Sign up for this? You'd call the number. It was free originally, and then you had to start paying for it after a while.
Okay. But it went from 1-800 to 1-900.
But I mean, you just be random strangers in your area code. Back then, you only had, you had 312-773-708. 773? Yeah, so maybe 630 had been. But during that time, you had all these people that were just calling in, you know, and having a good time, right? So that was then. Then there was I remember a radio station was promoting a dating service where you would list the kind of people that you like. You'd leave like a greeting, a voice greeting, and then people would listen to your voice and they'd reach out and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Hey, like that's, you know, so that's how that worked. After that, I don't know what happened.
So did you do that?
I did the party line one and the one that was for the dating app, or the you call it in, you know. Mm-hmm. So I did those two, and nothing really came of it, you know. So
I don't know why I keep thinking Girl Six.
Girl Six.
Spike Lee. Okay.
No, it wasn't a perverts line or anything like that. It was just teenagers, you know, because it was sponsored by the local phone companies. Mm-hmm. So they would, you know, they wanted to generate teen buzz and stuff like that. And was that? So, no, that was the 80s then, if that was the case. So that was, that's where the broadcast one was like mid 90s. So, of course, now... with the advent of the internet and the World Wide Web and all this other stuff, now you have get dating sites, you have Christian dating sites, you have dating sites for people over 50, you have this, you have that, da-da-da-da-da, you know, for every walk of life you have that. Mm-hmm. So why, we got all these dating apps, why is it so hard for people to really have positive experiences with dating? Now, I'm not saying that's what's going on, but people have been telling me, like, it's tough out there. There's really nothing out there. Where are these people? Blah, 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 blah.
I think the dating apps has made it harder to date. Okay. And the reason is because there's so many options, so many people to choose from. So because of that, it's hard for someone to make a selection, because they always feel like, okay, this, I like this person. You know, they have all these good values, but, you know, it's that fear of leaving like something better on the mm-hmm. table, mm-hmm. you know? So mm-hmm. it's kind of always compared to like when you go to the grocery store, you know, mm-hmm. if you have too many options, like too many different, like, you know, different breads to choose from, you're looking, you're holding both of them up. And even when you make a choice, you put it in your shopping cart, you walk away. It's still that, you know, I don't know, that like in your voice, mm-hmm. like, oh, what, you know, maybe it was something else. So I think what's making it harder is there are too many options and you can very easily drop someone and pick someone else up.
And the selection process, that's very interesting that you mentioned that, because guys are complaining, the men that I talk to, their issue is that it's not the selection issue, it's what they require when you go out on dates. You know what I'm saying? What the, you know, so, and I've got so many.
Explain more. Like, what, explain about these requirements. We want to hear it.
So, you know, look, okay, so I'm going to be speaking from a guy's perspective. Let me preface that first. So you have to remember that a lot of times, and this is the way society set up, guys typically pay for their first date, right? Mm-hmm. At the very least, you know, that's just how our society set up. Now, I know there's a bit of a social shift for either, what do they call it, splitting it, and what is it, there's a term for that.
Going Dutch.
Dutch, yeah. I was going to say French, but Dutch, okay. So there's a moving trend. Me personally, I think the guy should pay for the first date, but having said that, it shouldn't be something someplace super expensive either. You know what I'm saying? You have the goal is to get to know the person, mm-hmm. not so I could fill your belly, you know, for the next weekend or so, mm-hmm. you know. So it is, and people, they take that for granted, you know. So now, I don't know. I don't see anything wrong with going on a coffee date. A lot of people frown on that. I don't know, you know, coffee date, hey, let's go to the park and just, because here's the issue. You get to know this person, and if you're in a public setting where you can get a quick getaway, if it's not working out, you'd be like, well, okay, thanks for the time. Pew, I'm out of here. Conversely, the guy has only spent a handful of dollars, you know, if it doesn't work out, then okay, that's that. You know, it didn't cost me $200.
Yeah.
You know, and I've come across some horrible, horrible. There's a guy. His son, unfortunately, this lady, you know, she passed away. But apparently, she was using men to go out and eat. You know, so.
Okay.
You know, so that was that. That was a. I know I'm going off on tangent on that, but you know, the guys would, they would prefer. They don't mind taking women out to dinner. Their issue is, why does it have to be the top 10 restaurants in the city? Mm.
You know, in regards going back to the coffee date, and like I did read something saying like how like coffee dates could be frowned upon, like for first dates, because they don't seem as like intentional, you know, and where when you grab a meal, like it's more intentional and you get more bang for your buck. No pun intended. But my opinion is, I think it depends on how you met. Because if you meet online, I totally think a coffee date is appropriate, mm-hmm. for the reason that, like you stated before, if I need to get out of there really quick, yeah. I can. So like online dating, I say yes for coffee dates. But if we meet like through a mutual friend or I know you from church,
yeah.
I think it's totally appropriate to go for a meal first. Okay. And it can be Cheesecake Factory.
Of course.
Yeah, I think
I've seen that video. Yeah.
I've seen that video. The way I see the coffee date in relation to online, it's a great meet and greet type of thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, and like you were saying, just in case you get there and the person doesn't look like their profile picture or the personality mm-hmm. isn't coming off very well, you can just, you know, quick, you know, talk and then leave. As yep. opposed to, is you're meeting this person for the very first time, now you're stuck through like what, a 3-course, you know, meal, and
it's,
you can't
awkward.
Just
awkward, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. But I agree with Rex that, you know, if you've already had a few conversations, you met them through someone mutual, you already kind of have a feel of who they are, and your first meetup is a you know, the coffee house. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I'm not opposed to the coffee house, no matter whether it's online or if you know the person. You know, what's important, I think, is really getting to know the person. So, I don't know. It's kind of a catch-22 because people who are cheap would be okay with the coffee date. Let's go to Dunkin' Donuts.
See, actually, so. I would love an activity because I get nervous. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I don't want to just be quiet over a meal or even coffee. But if we're doing like putt-putt or something. Or
skating or something like that.
I've always thought of doing a an escape room for one, ooh. Like as a first date. Mm-hmm. Because that, it gets
see
you thinking.
How you work
teamwork.
Under pressure.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. So I'm like, that'd be cool. And then, you know, you work together and it's like, if you didn't have a good experience with them, then
mm-hmm.
okay. But you had a good, you know, you solved or didn't solve an escape room. So I think of it as... Yeah, for me, it's, I want an experience or an activity because at least I created a memory and I can take away something from it.
Mm. I never really thought, well, I had taken on people on dates where, taking them to Great America. I like to do stuff too, bowling, that sort of thing, you know, just so we can do stuff together. And sometimes it just didn't turn out the way I wanted it to. So, you know, you wasted a lot of time, money, and effort mm-hmm. on someone who really isn't all worth it, you know. So, I don't know.
I feel like the activity dates, you can definitely get a feel for a person's personality.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. You know, how are you in teamwork? How do you work mm-hmm. under pressure?
Mm-hmm.
Because I know me, I've been on dates where I've gone bowling or shooting pool, and I'm a very competitive person. And it comes out. It comes out, and I'm just like, oh, you know, it's a little too much, you know, for that person. But I think those are great. But I don't know about the first one, like you were saying, because, again, what if the personality isn't meshing, and now you're just stuck, or you know, you're at the escape room and you find out this person is
trapped in a room,
right?
Yeah,
and now you're trapped with a
whole
person.
Hour,
like you literally try to escape for
they
real,
tearing that place up.
Yeah, mm. But it depends on you, like, and your personality, mm-hmm. too. Because one of the things that, like, I get shy about, I guess, like with first dates, especially when you go in a restaurant, like, I feel like everybody knows, like, you're on a first date.
Oh, really?
Like, especially mm-hmm. if you meet, like, you know, you meet up there because you're not coming to pick me up on the first date.
Right.
So,
security.
Like, yeah.
Yes. The body language
yes.
says it all.
You know, it's like, oh my God, everybody knows we're on a first date, you know? So it could, you know, the adding some type of activity to mm-hmm. it can alleviate
loosen it
that
up a little bit.
But I need to talk. Like, we got to talk this out first.
Mm-hmm. Like, I think the worst first date is a movie.
Oh, absolutely.
One time someone invited me on a first date, and they were like, let's just do a movie. And I thought it was strange. But then it was just the work. Because you're just sitting there watching a screen the whole time.
Right.
I can see where people who are introverted or may have, like, some type of neurodivergence may, mm-hmm. like, they may have, like, a good time, like, with a movie. You know, being a first
and
date.
If it's, I'm thinking of if it's like Marvel. I think of Marvel
mm-hmm.
because that's something you bond over. Mm-hmm. That's a topic. So you both are excited for something to see, but also it does alleviate any stress of having to think of topics
right.
one after another, ask all these questions.
So let me shift gears here real quick. How many times have you guys actually been the initiator of a date?
Oh, okay. Wait, do you mean first date?
Yeah.
Oh.
Never, huh?
No, never.
Yeah, that's that. Okay.
Oh, you mean like ask someone out or yeah, select
yeah.
the?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-mm. You don't do that?
No, and I think like to Kay's point earlier, that's as far as like the Bumble dating app mm-hmm. at first when it first came out, that's why it wasn't jiving with me mm-hmm. because the woman had to make the first move. And I'm like, there's nothing. That's not in me.
I liked that feature,
mm-hmm.
but because for me, I get nervous.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so that was a good way for me to test it out and go outside my mm-hmm. comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, my mindset now has really evolved, and it's like if someone really cares about you, is really interested in getting to know you, they will make the first move because they're the one that's leading. I'm the follower. Like, quotes. Like,
no,
you know what I mean?
We get you.
Yeah.
We get you.
So in a Christian perspective, now dating is hard enough as it is just in the world. Mm-hmm. Now your pool becomes geometrically smaller, right? Because your preference is a Christian man, right?
Yeah.
Look, first of all, it's hard mm-hmm. to find a guy willing to take you out. Number two, mm-hmm. so you start with 100 guys, mm-hmm. you know, only 90 of them want to actually pay to take you out. The other 10 want you to take them mm-hmm. out, right? So then now you want to be like, okay, well, this guy has to be Christian. Mm-hmm. So now you're down to 25 guys.
Right. Like three. You know, like three.
Yeah. Right. So,
yeah.
So and then from that 25 who aren't psychopathic mm-hmm. Serial killers, they're mm. not secretly perverts or anything like that.
Yeah.
That
mm-hmm. narcissists.
Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. doesn't have a dozen baby mamas and babies and all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That gives you three guys.
We're left with Jesus.
You know?
We huh? just got Jesus.
Mm-hmm. You said what?
We only have Jesus. That's
it. Married to Jesus.
So how does that work for you? When you meet someone, how do you even work in the aspect of God when you guys are even talking? So I don't know how it works these days anymore. How does that work for you guys? Mm. You know, so when you have such a small pool, now I will also tell you that guys, myself included, are very slow on the uptake. So when you do give out signals, we're kind of like, So we don't know. Yeah. So we don't, a lot of times we don't pick up on it, right? You know, because my wife had to just out and say it because I'm like, what are you doing? What's going on here? You know, so how do you handle that? And still not ask the guy out for a first date. So now your pool is much smaller, right? Much more narrow. Because you know what? It's hard enough with two Christians being together, let alone one being a non-believer, which is okay because you're not married. It's okay. But you kind of want the person to believe the same things that you do, right?
You definitely want the person to be on the same page with you spiritually. You know, because, you know, the Bible talks about being unequally yoked. Sure. And because I have a lot of experience dating and, you know, I've made some compromises where I'm like, well, they're a good person. They're a good person, you know, good character, good person to be around. But then, you know, when it comes time, hey, you want to come to church with me or, mm-hmm. you know, it is real interesting.
Yeah.
You know, I would say.
Okay. Okay.
You know, if I'm being completely transparent here.
Yes, please.
Okay. So prior to, so recently, I would probably say about 3 years ago, I dated someone who I met through a friend.
Okay.
And like we went out on a few dates. But it eventually came out that he was a Buddhist and not like a practicing Buddhist. And he's Asian, by the way, but you could be black and Buddhist, I guess.
Sure.
But anyway, you know, he's Asian. Uh-huh. And so this was 3 years ago. And what's interesting is that I really questioned, would I be okay? Like, could I see like a future with him knowing that we have two different beliefs? Whereas before, let's say 5 years ago, it would have been a hard no. It would have been a hard no. But like the older I get and the way that my life looks now, like it's not like I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna date every other like belief out there. But it makes me think because I'm not raising any more children. Uh-huh. And
you sure?
Oh, I'm sure.
Just double checking, you know, anything's possible, you know.
But you know the way my life looked then versus now, you know, like you're not there must be a believer if I'm going to marry a believer, like someone, they have to be a believer because I'm raising a child,
right?
But now that like my child's about to be in college, you know, things look a little bit different. And then I also want to add, and maybe we could circle back to this, you know, we also need to question like dating in Christianity, why we are dating, like what's the intention there? Because if it's marriage, you know, like technically, like in Christian and like church circles, it's like if you're dating, you're dating to be married.
Right.
Like there's no other alternative.
Right.
And the thing is, do you want to be married?
Right.
Okay.
You have to address your dating goals.
Absolutely.
And that's a feature. Well, I think about Hinge because that's a feature now that they have. You have short term.
Hinge is another dating app, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. For the old people who don't know.
And so they have that section of dating goals. Is it life partner? Is it long term? Is it long term? Like short term or something.
Long, short term.
Then they have like mixed or even figuring out goals. Like
tonight. One of the goals is just for tonight.
Right. And some people are like that. Yeah. And it's like, yeah. So I like that option.
When you're talking about dating for marriage, right? That was the original intent, which is why it was so important to, you know, make sure everything was on the up and up. So people simply, for the most part, don't do it that way anymore. Christians included. And a lot of times, you know, the reason why you date is to make sure you pick the right mate, right? So, and even if it is your intent ultimately to get married, it may not necessarily be that person, especially if they're crazy or there's something wrong with them. And you don't find that out until later.
Right.
And then when you discover that, you're like, pew, time to go. Or it's either whether you can deal with it or not. Whatever, whatever. Everyone's got their vice, you know, so... Whatever it is, can you deal with that vice? You know, and so I think that's what's important in Christianity. How do we deal with that? How do we foster good relationships through dating and then ultimately marriage? Because now, I don't know, maybe the invitations have gotten lost in the mail, but a lot of people that I know just haven't gotten married, or they've gotten married and divorced and never married again, or there are guys that I work with who have never been married, don't have any children. You know, and I find that unusual, but it is what it is. So how do you navigate through that? You know, because we all need somebody, right?
We all need somebody, correct? But
I knew someone was going to start saying.
So, but I feel like it all depends on like what phase you are in life, right? So I remember I used to say, oh, getting married, that's a young woman's dream, right? So meaning when you're young, you want, your goal should be get married, build a family. You're like, because you're younger, you're building a life with someone. But as you get older, it seems like older people, that's not the goal as much. You know, sometimes they just want companionship. And I just feel like in today's society, marriage isn't, you know, a priority as much as it used to be back in the day, you know. Mm-hmm. And I know they've blurred the lines, you know, as far as
how marriage works.
Yeah, pretty much. So, yeah. So my whole thing is, you know, I just feel like when you're younger in dating, you don't want to waste time with someone who is at least not considering being married, you know, especially if that's what you want, because you only have so much time, right? But I feel like as you get older, you're kind of like on the other end of it. So then you start questioning, you know, is that important to be married, you know, or I'm okay with just cohabitating.
Well, the only thing I've been thinking about is when it comes to Christian dating, the one thing that makes it really hard is you have people out there who say they're Christian, but their life does not reflect that.
Sure. There are many.
So that is what makes it really difficult. But then there's also the expectation from both parties, like both of us come in to this with expectations, and it's, I don't know, when our expectations are not met or something, it's just like each of us end up disappointed in the other person. And then it's just, it's like we give up automatically and then nothing happens.
Now, do you think, there are two points here. I'm not sure which one I want to go for first. I'm going to come back to you, Kate.
Okay.
Now, you made something, Afifi, you said something that was very interesting, and I wanted to circle back to that. And you said that society doesn't prioritize marriage anymore. And this is true. But why do you think that is the case now? Men and women are almost equal in pay. They're more educated women than there are men. The roles have, you know, the roles in the workforce, or at least, so do you think that has an impact? Because I've heard from many single women who are high earners saying they can't find a man because whatever.
Intimidation or something.
Yeah, they say that the man is intimidated. Guys typically aren't. I'm not trying to be sexist or anything. Most guys just aren't intimidated by women. It's just, you know, no matter how, even if you have a gun, you know what I'm saying? So, I'm just saying, you know, it's just the men that I've always seen, now they've been turned off by some women that are a little over the top, but never intimidated. Yeah, so I'm sorry. Go on. What were you gonna say?
Oh, you were asking about, I guess, the point about marriage and why. I think it's not a necessity. So there was a time when people got married out of necessity, meaning a young woman was told, you know, you find a man, you get married, right? And part of that was because the way society was set up, women couldn't get good jobs. You know, they couldn't really maintain anything. They couldn't, you know, necessarily support themselves. So it was a necessity to get married. And I feel like now, because the gender roles now are balanced out, everything is more equal, it's not a necessity anymore to get married. So therefore, a lot of people, because sometimes I question, you know, there were a lot of people married back in the day who really didn't want to be married. Like, if that's, they had true. A choice, they would be just single and free and traveling. And, you know, but again, the way society was set up, you know, a woman, you were either, you know, you didn't have a lot of options, right? And even the same thing with men getting married, you know, it was just, I have to have a wife, I have to have kids. So I think just the way we live in general has changed. People don't even have as many kids as they used to.
Can't afford to.
Right. You know, what I find interesting is that I do agree that that is society's view, but I think the church's view has not changed. And in fact, I do believe that marriage has become, in some circles, Christian circles, an idol to where, like, it's always pointed to marriage. It's always pointed to marriage and family. Mm. Like, that is the goal. That's the goal in life.
Yeah.
Where when you come in and you're unmarried, it's like, we got to hook you up with somebody. Mm-hmm. We got to find out, like, oh, my God, like, what is wrong with you? Because the goal in life is marriage, to where marriage has become the idol. And let me tell you.
Come on, speak on it.
Preach. Your girl, Rix, is very content. Like, you know, I'm content single. And what's crazy is that actually earlier this week, I was in the bed cuddling with my dog. And I was thinking, because my son is at a retreat, okay, like for a few days. And I'm like, okay, this is what it's going to be like when he's like at school, okay? And I'm like cuddling with, his name is Boomer. We can say his name. Boomer, yeah. Kingly, Snow. Take out the snow.
Last twice.
But we were cuddling, watching Grays or whatever. I'm like, this is the life. Okay. I'm like, I couldn't imagine like any man human laying in this bed. Because if Boomer doesn't accept him, like, it would be a hard no. I'm being completely serious. Mm-hmm. If they don't accept Boomer and allow him in the bed, it's going to be a hard no, and I'm going to be okay with it.
And Boomer's a little chihuahua, so we're not talking big, huge.
He's a chigo. He's a chihuahua beagle.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to take a break. Because that was too much for me.
No,
we'll be back.
Because I really want to piggyback off of Rex's point about being content, you know, because you... Mm-hmm. I feel like, you know, some people go through phases where it's like you're looking, you're hoping, then it's like you become content. And I think is, you know, you're just happy within yourself.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's absolutely important.
Yeah. But it's okay. Mm-hmm. Like, no break for you. It's okay.
I was like, I got something too.
Right.
Not going totally to break. You can take a break. We'll keep talking.
You don't know what you're in for today. It's totally okay to want to be married. Like, yeah, mm-hmm. please. Like, want to be married. Yeah. And it's totally okay to be, like, okay with where you're at and mm-hmm. to be content. And it's also okay to say, maybe I'll never get married. And you know what? Is there a place for you in your Christian community faith? Mm. If you decide, especially for a woman, I would say from my perspective, if you decide, okay, I do not want kids and I don't want to get married, do I have a place here? Like, am I going to be excluded from every Sunday message, right? Mm-hmm. Am I going to be excluded for every target and goal that you have and value that you have mm-hmm. for this church? Will I be excluded if I say, I don't want to be married?
Well, I was, she's
you like, both looked at me.
He's like, don't look at me. Well, I think kind of going back to, you know, in life, there are like these societal like goals that you have to reach, meaning mm-hmm. you should get married, mm-hmm. you're supposed to have
buy
kids,
a house.
And sometimes mm-hmm. buy a house, and mm-hmm. they even have like by, you know, a like certain time, age. Right? Mm-hmm. Like if you're 30 years old, you're old maid, and you know, they just have all these things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's just society's rules. But, yes. you know, but again, because of that, when you reach and then pass those milestones and yes. you haven't reach some of those goals, you mm-hmm. know, as I guess even with the church, you got to be mindful how the message is coming across, how are you absolutely. Making people mm-hmm. you know feel, you know, and I know the Bible's mm-hmm. go ahead.
I was gonna say, like, the goal is not, again, to be married, to be dating, it's to mesh your life with someone to look towards Christ, like to combine that. And so I just, yeah, I agree.
I want to say, like, the core of just the Bible itself and the teachings, the core of it, it just teach you how to live a good life, mm-hmm. right? How to live a good life. And, you know, in the early teachings, they knew to have a good life, you want a good family unit, mm-hmm. right? You want that stability. And, you know, you can't have peace within yourself if you're just, you know, bouncing around. You got kids in different villages and, you know, all mm-hmm. these other things. So a lot of those teachings were, you know, were just, you know, just teaching you how to live a good life
mm-hmm. and to be in relation with people, but not necessarily to be married.
Yeah.
Like, we definitely need connection, and thank God for like small groups and mm-hmm. stuff like that. Like, you need to be connected to someone, but the goal isn't to be always connected yeah. romantically. I'll say this.
Yeah. Speak on it.
My soulmate are my best friends and my sister.
Yes.
Those are my soulmates. I'll die on that hill.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
I had it.
It's okay, because we're going to take a break. We'll be back.